last night, Francis and I, we went to go meet some friends at this place. This place that I had never even heard of before that's near the theater. It's just like a couple blocks away. It's called Diamond Dawns. And I think their tagline is like legendary steaks or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's like, so anyway, we were meeting people there and I was on the phone with someone and like, where are you? And then like, we're at Diamond Dawns. Just trust me. Come here. I just want you to see this place. It's like, okay. So we're walking and it's like, just like in the middle of like, there's like a typewriter repair shop. There might be like a barbershop, whatever. And it looks like just like a hole in the wall. Kind of, there's no windows or anything. We open the door and it's like a Russian nightclub in there. It was so odd and it was just so like out of the blue. And it was like all bright white. Like you walk in the door and there's immediately a sarcophagus in front of you. But it's like everything is like white, but it's got like a pinkish hue to it.
Yeah, with pink neon.
Yeah, with pink neon. And it was just this like, for the neighborhood, just completely unexpected and super weird.
Yeah, and they had an Arcadia door that led from the main bar to the outside.
And then there was a huge outside, which I didn't even know. It looked like it was in the middle of a strip mall, but apparently there's a whole outdoor space that's like, or not strip mall, but like in a, along a strip. Like it didn't look like there was big outdoor space next to where this is. And yeah, it was
like, it looked like just the storefront.
Yeah, basically. But there was like a whole big outdoor area with like
a big performance, like stage, a giant, like a
huge stage
with one guy on it drumming.
Also, what's an Arcadia door for any listeners who might not know what that is?
It's the door that slides open.
Like a sliding glass door. Yeah. And
also why didn't you just say that? Some of the listeners are also wondering.
I think this is a very well-known term.
And Francis is, I don't know how well known it is. I knew what kind of door it was because I was there last night. And so I intuited that that's what an Arcadia door is. But see, now I know.
You didn't know?
No, I don't think I did.
Oh.
I would have just called it a sliding glass door.
Francis educating us all.
No, this is good. This is education. It's good to know this
thing. I think they call it an Arcadia door because it provides a clean vista of like the outdoors. So it's like you can see Arcadia. But that's just a guess.
Wait, is that a local thing or regional thing?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
I don't know. I've only ever really been here talking about them.
Okay. Because I would imagine...
I'm getting looks.
Audience. No, I mean... Well, because Arcadia is a place that exists where we are.
I don't think... I think it has to do with the concept of Arcadia, which is like a... Not like a geographical location on like here, but like in like mythology and folklore.
Okay. All right. Arcadia. That makes more sense.
Joe's looking at me like this is my secret word. And
maybe you're... Yeah, sneaking it in all weird.
Sugar crush.
Maybe Joe can look it up later while we're talking about something.
Oh, last night when we were out, Francis said sugar crush. And then immediately there was like a huge like clatter, like someone dropped like the whole tray of drinks or something. It was like, did Francis do that?
Sugar crush.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? Before we were going to go somewhere else first, and then we had to go the other place. Mm. I went into Main Burger, and mm-hmm. I got two, remember those hibiscus drinks I had? I bought two of them, so I would have enough to like enjoy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then we were like, oh, we're going to the other place that doesn't allow outside food and drinks. So I have these like two large drinks. Luckily, you know me, I downed the first one, no problem. Then I was trying to drink the second one, but we got there. I didn't know what to do. So I set it on an outdoor mailbox outside the door. And then we came out like 5 minutes later, and I grabbed it, and I was like, I don't think I could. I don't trust it now.
I bet you could have. No one's touching that.
That's what our friend said, and he was even like, "Here," and he took a drink. But I still was like,
"Wait, someone drank?"
Yeah.
Who? Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, but I still couldn't get past it. I'm like,
Is that why he passed out later? He was roofied
by someone in Mesa.
Yeah,
who just wanted to do it.
I thought you were going to be like, you came out 5 minutes later. You grabbed the cup, and you're like, "Why is it wet?"
Who wet my cup?
I bet you could have brought that in that place.
I thought it after I neglected it.
Yeah.
My poor little abandoned drink.
Yeah. You should have walked up to the security guard and been like, what are you worried? I'm going to spill it all over your precious Arcadia door.
There was no security guard.
There was no security guard. And there was only like one bartender and there was a line of people waiting for drinks. So we didn't stick around. Yeah. But like also like we had a couple friends that were there already and were waiting for us.
They had food.
They had food. Apparently they have amazing Philly cheesesteaks. And this place
there's
is
no
just,
such thing as an amazing Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, that is not yes, there true is. At all.
That's an oxymoron.
What?
A good cheesesteak is amazing.
Yes.
No, they're
it's
gross.
Just steak and cheese? What oh my God. Mean? What is wrong with you?
Do you ever get mushrooms on yours? Like an onions?
I have had that before, but I'm a purist. Just give me the meat and cheese.
Yeah, I'm not unhappy with that at all.
Just the meat and cheese is fine, but like with the onions and the mushrooms and the sauces.
No.
It's
gross.
You shat on it.
You get meat, cheese, bread. If it's properly cheesed and the meat's not tough, it's like, oh, oof. I want one now.
Another oof.
That's how I am. And no one oofs at me. I'm properly cheesed and the meat's not tough.
You didn't know we all oof behind your back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's straight
every
up
time,
oofing.
Every time you walk out, we all go, oof.
We call it oofing it.
Ooh. I'm oofy.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Very Fine Friends, a podcast where friends talk about stuff. Sometimes that stuff is things that they did less than 24 hours ago and were almost everyone in the room was present for. But yeah. Joe, we'll take you to this place. It's a weird place.
No, we're not going to do that.
I wouldn't mind going back when it's not crowded just to...
Was it cool enough to go back to?
I don't think so, but I want to verify that. It was just weird. It's like, I want you to see it.
I definitely want to see it.
It's close enough to where we normally are a lot that it's worth just the quick walk.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Thank you, baby.
I would ask how you are, but I, again, saw you like 18 hours ago.
Yeah. Well, things can change quickly.
But did they?
No, though. I'm still great. Oof.
Oof.
Yeah, and you are too. I can tell.
Yeah.
Great energy coming from Jenna today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great Jenna G.
Mm.
Oh, .com. Buy it.
Okay. Yeah.
It's electric.
Jubi-ubi-ubi.
We were on different vibes on that one.
It's okay. The vibes meet in the middle.
Mm.
Yeah. .com. Buy it.
Quick interruption. Every week on the podcast, we do something where our producer, Joe, gives Francis and I each our own secret word. Throughout the course of the podcast, we need to find a way to slip the secret word into our conversation without the other person noticing. If the other person can correctly guess the secret word, they get a point. And right before we die, we add up all the points. And then we get a prize, whoever has the most points for guessing the most secret words. Here's Joe with today's secret words.
Jenna's secret word is cloistered. Jenna's decoy word is accordance. Francis's secret word is masterpiece. Francis's decoy word is antagonistic. Back to the pod.
Speaking of meeting in the middle, it's time for the invention of the week. Inventions. Lay it on me, toots.
All right.
You got it. Here it is.
Do you know how I've done a couple of traffic inventions?
I do know that.
Do you know how sometimes they're...
impractical?
No. I was going to say not 100% received well.
Yes, I do know that.
I think you're going to really like this because I was driving today.
Okay.
And I was on the freeway and there's these weird bottlenecks on the 10 where it's like, I'm like, oh, I expect to see like an accident and then there's nothing.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool.
It's just, what, this is the area we've all decided to slow down.
Yeah.
For like, no reason.
What the hell happened here?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really angering. Luckily, I've got my anger under control.
Thank God for that.
Yeah. So, invention. Yes. So I was thinking to myself, and you know, I'm always trying to like find a better way for like passenger transport where you don't have to drive your car.
Yeah.
But it's like, they're not going to build a light rail. They're not going to do this or not light rail, you know, passenger rail, not going to do this, not going to do that. Then it hit me.
Mm.
You know, in New York, how they have those cars that you ride in that are like fully enclosed and like, it's like on a zip line and it takes you down so you can see like the skyline and stuff. It's like, think ski.
Wait, in New York?
Yeah, New York City.
They have like... Yeah. Oh, wait, is there something like that that might be connecting Queens to Manhattan?
I don't know.
I've never done it.
Okay, you're picturing it?
I guess I'm picturing... You're talking about like a cable pulley system.
It's like a ski lift, but you're not
dangling free. Yeah, sure, I'm picturing that.
I thought to myself, let's just build those, like a network of those over like the freeway, like high enough so that it's over all the traffic and people can just get in it and like ride over the city and not have to drive their cars. No slingshots. It's a slingshot free system. No helicopters, no metal containers with foam.
Here's the problem with those. They're very slow.
Well, you could just make it faster. It's slow because
this is like a high speed.
Yeah, you don't understand. They make it slow for the view.
I think they also make it slow for safety sake.
Ooh, companion product idea. We could sell a high powered, like a high wattage personal fan that you can just like put like facing away from where you're going and then just turn the fan on. And then it's like the fan will push you forward faster.
Like the Louisiana swamp machines.
Yes, exactly like that. Sky swamp.
Write it down now. I like that. Sky swamp. Sky blow.
I think, yeah, those are slow. And I think you need to like, you need to set up there. There's a lot of infrastructure involved with those.
Yeah, as much as the other ones, just cabling.
Yeah, but lots of cabling, and you need to have poles all the way through. And like, so once you actually get to city, you can't keep doing that. Like the places that there are like end to end points where there's nothing in between. That's the sigh of a man who's frustrated.
No, I'm just thinking he doesn't get it. I'm thinking it is only over freeways. So you don't have to worry about anything else. And then there's get off points.
But again, they go so slow.
We're going to turn the speed up a little. Our system has proprietary safety redundancies put in place that prevent accidents.
Okay, but if you increase the speed enough on one of these, you're going to have to fortify it. Like, you're going to have to, so that it's not just like a thing hanging from a cable. You're going to have to suddenly create some kind of like more secure rail system so that it can go at a faster speed. So you've basically just done light rail.
Okay. You haven't thought of something else.
What?
The shade it will provide the cars below.
So, but again, who's going to take this if it's just going so slow over a freeway?
It's going to go faster. Our system...
But what I'm saying is, you, in order for it to go faster, you're going to have to be, it's going to be fortified in such a way that you might as well just build a light rail along, like above the freeway system. You're going to have almost the exact same infrastructure.
I just don't see it that way. Okay. I see people wanting to be on them.
Look, those are fun to ride. As long as you, well, I mean, I'm assuming that how many people are going to be in one of these things at a time?
Up to 20.
Okay. Because again, it's going to have to go so slow that it's like, you're going to feel like trapped in this thing with these people going like real slow, watching the cars go by fast below you.
Trapped like rats in taxis.
Yes. Yeah. But you can't take the rat taxi out of there. You're stuck.
Huh. I have a totally different idea I could pitch.
So you've abandoned?
No. I some investors just don't see it. The vision. I have to wait until I'm in a room with the right people who look up and see what I see.
Do you see what I see?
Shark Tank, if you're listening, and we know you are. Mark Cuban.
Mr. Wonderful.
The other three sharks.
Barbara something. Kevin.
Barbara Shark.
Kevin Hammerhead.
Side note, did you see that there are sharks in the Bahamas that are like all coked up because of people like dropping coke in the water?
It sounds like we have a sequel idea on our hands.
Oh, sequel to Cocaine Bear?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cocaine Shark. Cocaine Shark.
You guys want to go there?
To the Bahamas?
Take a trip?
Yeah, just swim with my mouth open.
Swim with your nose open.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a side note since we were talking about sharks. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're not abandoning this idea?
Or no,
you have an addendum to it?
Next week. It's for next week. It's a totally new invention.
Okay.
But you'll love it.
Great.
Getting you ready now.
Okay, thank you.
So what we call in the culinary industry, pounding the meat, getting it tender.
I feel thoroughly bounded.
As you should.
Yeah.
So let me just try this. Let me just try this everything I've got.
Okay.
You have an emergency. Your car is not working. Your self-service is out.
Why?
Yeah, this is very good. Your neighbor has a car that is working. He's only willing to take you so far. I'll take you.
No.
To the cabling depot.
Oh. It's only that far?
Go. Yeah, but luckily.
But I'm going into town.
Oh my God, that's where it goes. Whoa.
Cabling depot goes into town?
You just got to get into one of the cars. Sweet lady.
Oh. One of the pergolas? Is that the right use of that word?
No.
No, it's not? Isn't that a pergola? What's a pergola?
Like what you've got.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why did I think it was like a... What am I thinking of? There's something that starts with P that those...
I'm
thinking of a gondola.
That's what I'm thinking of. A gondola. It doesn't start with a P, but it does... It does sound kind of like that. Well...
I'm just going to write it down just in case.
Okay, have fun.
Anyway, so... Yeah, you can ride it with your friends. You could, and you use your, like, we have an app so you could scan. So we know who's in it. So, like, for example, if someone drops a cinder block out of it and it hits a car, no one's going to do that because everyone, it's like we know who's in the car.
Well, I didn't even think about that. Well, why would you have open in windows?
You can't, but someone could break a window.
Yeah.
People are nuts.
With that cinder block.
Yeah, it's because there's a lot of mischievous people who live in society.
I guess if you're the kind of person that throws a cinder block out a window and it lands on a car... Do you really care if the app is tracking you? Like,
I think you do. I would care. Some people want to commit a crime, but they don't really want to get in trouble. You know?
I think there are people that don't think that far ahead.
I can't invent my way out of that. Okay? We live among them.
Yeah, it's true. I hadn't even thought about the safety issues of the people being above cars.
Well, there's AI lenses on them, so they detect things you're not supposed to have. Like, did you know they have thermal cameras that detect the shapes of weapons? So like if you're approaching like a federal building and you have like a gun, it could like see the gun and alert someone.
Wow.
Yeah. Bodacious.
I don't like the implications of that.
I know. Big brother. Big giant brother looking at our guns.
Stop looking at my guns.
Let me do what I'm gonna do.
Big brother.
Then you can punish me.
Okay. All right. Let's say this is feasible and it does go fast.
They go 40 miles an hour.
So you're betting that the average time on the freeway is going to be about 40 miles an hour. Like
I'm betting that first of all, it saves you money. You know, second of all, it frees up cars on the road that lets the cars that are going to go faster.
But then suddenly everyone would be like, look at how much faster these cars are going. Why am I taking this gondola?
I think people like me, I want it. I want to ride on it.
Look, there is something great about not having to actually drive sometimes. Like if you want to just read or whatever.
Talk to friends, knit.
Yeah.
Build miniatures next to 19 strangers.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Build miniatures. So, just painting tiny furniture.
It's a hobby I wish I had.
What kind of miniatures?
Mostly book nooks or little dioramas. I had this business idea where I wanted to like you could send me pictures or like describe or whatever, like a how, like a childhood room or like a memory, you know, like with a spouse or a significant other or something. And like, I could build you that room as like a keepsake miniature.
Hmm.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah. People would definitely buy those.
Yeah.
It'd be labor intensive, but then you can charge a lot for it.
Yeah. It's sentimental. So people understand they're going to have to pay.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea. See, that's a good invention. Well, it's not really an invention. Don't steal this idea, people. This is Francis's idea. Yeah. Don't do this.
And there's certainly not someone who already does this, I'm sure.
Nope. There is not.
Yeah. So you just need to wait for me to learn the craft, start the business, and then we'll talk about the free market.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, hold your horses till Francis gets his business up and running.
Mm. Okay. Oh, and we can have dedicated like child-free, dog-free cars, and then we can have dog cars, child cars.
Mm.
Where it's just dogs and just children.
The dogs are like scanning their own apps.
I would be worried if you're like, oh, this is a car that kids could come on. And then there's like the weird, creepy dude that gets on by himself.
Did I get on the wrong one?
Oopsies.
Oh, I'm such a child at heart. This happens to me all the time.
Mm.
Here, I'll hold him.
So what do you want to call this?
Joe, right out the gate. What did you say?
Sky Swamp.
Oh, I guess that doesn't make sense. Sky Swamp.
It was more with the companion product,
mm-hmm.
The handheld fan.
The fan that accelerates you in your gondola?
Stop saying it. What about either Sky High or the Skyline?
I feel like the Skyline is probably the name of a thing like that already. And Sky High is a movie.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter.
Doesn't it? Okay. So I'm writing it down.
What about Fast and Up? Get Fast in there somehow.
Fast.
That sounds like an over-the-counter stimulant.
How about
Furious? That's also a movie.
What if we call it Fate of the Furious, but Fate spelled F8?
Mm. Yeah, good. Yes.
What about
Tokyo Drift?
What about Cloud something? You know, like
Head in the Clouds.
Car in the Clouds. Car Clouds. Cloud Car.
Sounds like
Clown Car.
It does.
Sky Racer instead of Skyscraper.
Sky Racer. Hmm? She's got the pen. Put it up.
Okay.
There's a lot of great names to be had. And I like a slogan you already came up with.
Hmm.
It's fun to ride. Cloud car. It's fun to ride.
Yeah. Thank you. It's fun to ride. Those are fun, but usually they are scenic. If you're just going over a freeway, that's less scenic.
Well, you're not looking at the freeway. You're over the freeway, so you're looking out and away.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Francis, are you on Molly right now?
No.
Francis just took a little hit from his
the boom boom stick,
Mentha stick.
Yeah, actually, it's not a brand name. I found it in my house.
I was gonna say you won't drink your water or your tea that you left out for 5 minutes, but you will take a Mentha stick that you found. No, you found it in your house.
Hey,
what if it's laced with fentanyl?
Mm. You can't catch anything from a nose.
That's true. Science has proven that. Yeah. So when you're drinking bleach later and you bump noses with somebody, don't worry about it. Okay. Well,
thanks.
Again, I think this is anytime you do anything with traffic, Francis, it's a huge infrastructure problem.
It's not a problem. It's everything. Every system has an infrastructure requirement, but once it's built, it's built.
Like every time you pitch a traffic invention, you were like playing The Sims an hour beforehand.
I love The Sims. Oh my God. Can I tell you something?
Mm.
I used to play The Sims religiously. And one time I was like, Dad, I need to get this expansion pack. He's like, now? And it was nighttime. I'm like, yes, I want to go to Best Buy and buy it. And he's like, can we go tomorrow? I'm like, no, we have to go tonight. So we went and got the expansion pack. And as we were driving home, we were at a red light and he was on the phone. And we saw these two cars collide and start to come toward us. This is like 100% true. And we both saw it. And I was like, oh my God, these cars are going to hit us. And my dad's on the phone. He's like, I got to call you back. He had time to be like, I have to call you back. We're about to get hit. And then we got hit.
Oh.
Yeah. I saw blood on the other guy's like windshield.
Yikes.
Yeah. Anyway, we had to go to the hospital. And then when we got home, I still played.
Well, yeah. I mean, otherwise, what was it all for?
Yeah.
You honor the car accident by playing The Sims.
Yeah. Don't let the terrorists win.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a borrowed car, by the way. My dad borrowed his friend's car. Totaled.
Yikes. Oh, it wasn't his fault.
It's my fault.
Because you needed to have The Sims expansion pack?
I had to have it.
Hey, worth it for the story right now.
Thanks. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Thank you, insurance company.
Yeah. It's okay. You're welcome.
Have you ever played?
No, I've always wanted to play, but I never did. The closest I ever came was SimCity. Not The Sims, SimCity, where you just build a city.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to play that too.
That's the one I played.
That was fun. And I always inevitably that crime would break out in my nice neighborhoods and I kept trying to put out fires.
Oh my God, the little like fire animations, then you have to like splash the water on it.
Ugh. I know. And then you try and take like, okay, I'm going to build like residential areas here and look, oh, they're getting cute. Okay. I'm going to like keep them all like farther away from area. They're like cloistered from all the rest of like the industrial lands by like bushes around everything. So like the people can't escape and no one can get in. Inevitably still there'd one of the houses would set on fire. There would be looting. I don't know.
Yeah. I would get like alerts all the time that like, oh, your city is becoming far too industrial. It's getting out of hand.
Yes.
I'm like,
yeah.
I didn't build any industrial sections. Like,
the pollution has gone mad.
The pollution. all I did was plant trees. How is the pollution bad?
Anyway.
In the original one, they had burglars. So like you'd have to like, when you build your house, you have to put in like alarm systems and like, but they cost money. So like, whether you did or you didn't, occasionally they would have like at nighttime, your person would be sleeping and you could either watch them sleep all night or you could speed it up and go through the night.
Mm.
But sometimes it would like slow down and you hear like ominous music and you see like a burglar approaching your house. And it was like, it scared me.
Yeah. Because it makes you think like, well, this is supposed to be like real life and they're putting in burglars sneaking.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Well, apparently this is not a difficult problem infrastructure wise. So I'm sure
it just costs money.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what we could do to pay for this?
Hmm.
Leave it up to the people.
Have a bake sale.
$2 billion for cookies.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking like, you know, when you check out places and you like cash out and you know, they're like, oh, do you want to round your change up for whatever? It could be like, are you interested in rounding your change up for the new Skyline project? And people who don't care about it would be like, no. And people that do want to see it would be like, yeah, of course.
Do you want to round up for Fast and Up? Okay.
Yeah. You want to round up for Coke Shark?
Yes. Yes. How my finger will be bleeding for how fast I hit that button.
Nice.
Okay. Well, it's probably already been in place by the time this episode airs. So
wave down at us.
Yeah.
From heaven.
But don't throw cinder blocks at us.
Yeah, that would be shitty.
Yeah.
And a felony.
Well, that wraps up the invention of the week.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
All right. It's time for our next segment. The Princess Lied.
Love it.
All right, Francis, do you want to explain this one?
Yeah, you know how in the movie The Princess Bride, the grandpa is like telling his grandson a story And yes. The grandson keeps like interrupting him with questions.
Yes.
Or like commentary.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be similar to that. So grandpa's going to be telling a story about his life to, you know, his grandchild. And then the grandchild may or may not be questioning things from the story. And grandpa must respond.
Okay.
Okay. Who do you want to be?
I'll be grandpa.
Okay.
That work for you?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. All right, Devin, get all tucked in.
Can you tuck me in, Grandpa?
Of course I will.
I love you, Grandpa.
I love you too, Devin. Mm. Oh, there you are. I'll tuck to him.
Yeah, thanks.
Nightlight is on.
Could you tell me a story before bed?
Oh.
Helps me sleep.
A story, huh?
A true one.
Okay. Oh, let me think. Let me think. Did I ever tell you about the time when I traveled around these great United States with a circus?
No, Grandpa, you were in a circus?
I surely was.
Oh,
I
man.
Surely was.
Can't wait to hear about this.
Oh,
wait, wow. But this is true, right?
This is 100% true.
Okay. Is this true?
Okay. Well, I was about 19 years old. I was a young fella trying to avoid the war. So I left my parents'
house. Which war?
The great middle one. The one where our boys in blue fought those enemies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The middle war.
Thanks, yeah, the middle war.
All right.
Anyway, I had my bindle. I was walking around town. And I used to take train car from town to town. One day, it was very dark. And I was running alongside the train. And I knew there wasn't going to be another train coming for a while. I had to get on this train. So I foisted myself up onto this train car. And I made it. I finally made it. And it was pitch black. And I couldn't. I was so tired from all the running to get onto this train car that I just fell right asleep. I didn't even have time to reconnoiter my surroundings.
To what?
Reconnoiter my surroundings.
Could you spell that?
R-E-C-O-N-O-I-T-E-R. Reconnoiter.
What does that mean?
Recognize, realize.
Okay.
Oh, good. You're writing it down so you can use it later. Well, back to my story. I woke up one day around that train car. The light pouring through. And what else was pouring through? I wake up, and right in my face, it's the face of a giraffe. And I was like, whoa, where did this giraffe come from?
I don't think a giraffe could fit in a train car, Grandpa.
No, it was one of those, I didn't know it at the time, but it was one of those double tall train cars.
Oh.
It was the kind where it's like, train cars, you know how planes have extra leg room? Sometimes train cars have extra headroom. Anyway, it was one of those types of train cars. The giraffe was looking down at me, chewing on its hay.
Do they eat hay, Grandpa? I think they eat leaves. I learned that in school.
Well, school is stupid. I can tell you. I'm a primary source on this one. They eat hay. Anyway, I was chewing on its hay. And I was like, where you come from, young giraffe? And then I looked around. And riding on that giraffe was a clown. And I said to him, Mr. Clown, where am I? Did I wake up? Did I die in my sleep and wake up in
Grandpa,
a weird heaven?
Grandpa, why'd you assume the gender of the clown?
He had his penis out. So I didn't have to assume anything.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And the clown laughed and he laughed. He put his penis away. And he said, well, you, today is your lucky day, young man. You woke up in a circus car. You're one of us now. You're circus folk. And I was like, what? Me? But what could I possibly do in the circus? I'm just a normal 19-year-old boy/man, not quite a man yet. And he said, well, what is it that you are good at? And I realized I was surrounded by hay, which is why the giraffe was nearby. So I started picking up giant bales of hay.
And, Grandpa?
Yeah?
Did it have a black tongue?
The clown?
No. The animal.
Oh, it was as pink as the day is long.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
That's the color of a giraffe's tongue is pink. Just like the tongue in a Mr. Potato Head. Same color.
Grandpa?
Yeah?
Do those have tongues?
Mr. Potato Heads?
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Thanks, Grandpa. Grandpa?
That is real.
Grandpa?
Yeah?
Did you have your penis out?
Why? Of course I did. Oh, that's something else 19-year-olds all did back in my day during the Middle War. Anyway, I started taking these giant bales of hay and moving them around with such ease. It didn't even occur to me that they might be heavy. And the clown said, whoa, 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 whoa. Those are really heavy and you're moving them around with such ease.
Grandpa?
Yeah?
Is that how you got hay fever?
Oh, yes. That's right. If you move bales of hay around too quickly, you get the fever. You get the hay fever.
Thanks, Grandpa.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the clown looked at me and he said, I think you might be the one. And I said, the one? And he said, yes. According to a prophecy, there will someday come a man so strong, so strong that he could lift anything above his head. And he will be a man that will sell lots of tickets, and people will come far and wide to see this man.
Grandpa?
Yes?
Did you source verify this fortune telling? Or did you just trust?
I kind of had to trust, son, because I had had a dream that very night on that train car where God spoke to me and said, your destiny will be fulfilled in accordance with the prophecy. The foretelling has been told. I have given you the strength of Samson. Do not waste the strength. Use
hey, Grandpa,
it to sell tickets. Yep.
What was the race of God?
He had no race. He was a being who was pink as the day is long. Anyway, so I had told the clown of my dream, and then from the back of the car, all of a sudden a lot of different people started coming out. There was a lady with a beard, and there was a man taller than the giraffe himself, and there was a bunch of smaller clowns running around.
Grandpa?
Yeah?
Did the beard on the lady confuse you sexually?
Oh, you, I knew you'd point something like that out. I did bed that woman, and I did have mixed feelings about it, but ultimately, if it's pink as the day is long, I am. I'm all right with it.
Thanks, Grandpa.
But yeah, sure. Anyways, they all came out of the shadows and they were pointing at me. They're like, it's him. It's the one. In accordance with the prophecy. And I was like, well, far be it from me to withstand in the way of my destiny of selling lots of tickets. So I got myself a pair of tiny little shorts. Nothing on my barrel chest. I grew a big mustache. I got a barbell with two giant balls at the end. Oh, and boy, did I travel with that circus. And I would raise that barbell over my head. And they would come from far and wide and be like, oh, mama, I never seen a man as strong as that. Oh, I wish I had a man as strong as that. The men would be, harumph. Woman, don't look at that strong man like that. And men were jealous, but they had to admire me.
Hey, Grandpa?
Yeah?
Did that commentary really happen?
Oh, it was word for word. I had a stenographer with me at all times. And she would take notes. And I still have the full transcript of that. So
thanks,
I can
Grandpa.
Show you that. It's in our family album.
I'll need to see it.
Yeah, no problem. So, anyways, eventually, what happened, if you're wondering, while Grandpa's not so strong anymore as he was back in those circus days, it's because one night, a jealous man snuck into my tent, and he replaced my regular nighttime whiskey tonic with a de-strengthening tonic that tasted just like my whiskey tonic.
Hey, Grandpa?
Yeah?
What was the race of the man?
I don't know. He snuck in. He was like a burglar in the night.
Thanks,
while
Grandpa.
I was sleeping.
Scary.
Yeah, I had my eyes covered by the bearded lady's beard. So even if I had woken up, I would not have been able to see. Anyway, little did I know, when I woke up in the middle of the night for my mid-sleep whiskey tonic sip, that I was de-strengthening myself because it was that same man who harumphed earlier in the day. Jealous as he was that I was making his wife look.
Grandpa?
Yeah?
How'd you know it was him if you didn't see him?
He left a note, said, I am the harumpher from before.
Oh, scary.
I know. He signed his crime, harumpher. Anyway, I woke up with just noodles for arms. The bearded lady, she yelled. She screamed, really. I fainted. I couldn't believe it. Where was my strength? Somebody, I tried to pick up that de-strengthening tonic and check it out, but I couldn't even hold that bottle up. It's too heavy for me now. And so I had to leave circus life. And then I porked your grandma, and she had your mom.
Grandpa?
He is.
Was there any connection between the bearded woman and grandma?
I won't say whether she shaved and became your grandmother or not. I want to respect the memory of your grandmother's constant waxing. So, anyway, that's the story of how I join the circus.
Hey, Grandpa?
Uh-huh. Yes, hey. Devin? Are you getting all tuckered out now?
Yeah, I just have one more question.
Yeah.
Can you put your penis away? Huh.
Yeah. No, the princess didn't lie, it turns out.
Okay. She didn't, well, you know.
All right. I think that's wraps up the princess lied.
It's hard for a young man to question Grandpa sometimes.
I know. I understand.
Sometimes your whole framework of your, like, your familial tree hinges on accepting some pretty ludicrous stuff.
Yeah. But, you know, that's part of the beauty of being young and innocent is that...
You can be lied to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you can be lied to. But you also, you need to have that kind of faith.
You do?
You do need to have that kind of faith.
Okay, I've got it.
You've got that kind of faith?
I have it in you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because otherwise, yeah. If you, that's the end of innocence once you start questioning
things. 100%. I don't want to live in a world where I'm questioning things. I want things, I want to trust that things are true.
Yeah. You know?
Because once that goes away, like, what do you have?
Yeah. Then you might as well just be cloistered in your own ivory tower.
Yeah.
Just up there all alone.
Totally.
Not trusting anyone.
100%.
Okay. So, glad we've been philosophical here for a moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people need to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a little faith, people.
Have a little faith in me. That's a real song.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. It was featured in Look Who's Talking Now. Look Who's Talking Now with the Dogs.
I did not see any of those.
It was really, it was cute when they played it.
I think it's probably in a lot of, I think it's in a lot of movies.
Okay.
But I'm glad that that's the one that you remember it from.
Yeah. There's no reason to be antagonistic. Okay.
Okay. It's time for our final segment, The Big Question.
The question is very big.
Okay. Okay, Candace. okay, here's a question.
Okay. Oh God, I didn't even ask you if you had to. I'm glad we've reached the point in the podcast where it's just assumed I'm not doing any of it.
Yeah. Cool. No, I got one. Look at me. I got one.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. So here it is. Here's my big question. Have you heard the phrase magnum opus?
Yes, I have.
How would you define it? That's not the question. It's just...
I would define it as like your big defining work. Someone's big defining.
Yeah, yeah. That's my understanding too.
Okay.
Oh my God, I just got so scared. I saw a man.
Yeah.
Is he holding a chicken? No. So like, if you could pick any medium.
Yeah.
And be like renowned in whatever medium you chose.
Mm.
First of all, I want to know what it is or what it would be. And what work or product or whatever would you produce that you would leave behind as like your defining masterpiece? Oh, magnum opus.
This is a lot of pressure because, I mean, I would still theoretically like to work in this medium. So you're basically telling me to create something.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. But something else.
Wait, okay. So something that like not like that I actually like an alternate medium of some kind?
Like something like, you know, I'll go first. You can have my example.
Okay.
I am in awe of people who can, who draw or paint.
Yeah.
And I just think it's so amazing. Like I even watch them from the beginning sometimes and I'm like, I don't know how you just pulled that shape out of nothing.
Yeah.
And then like shaded it and like, oh my God, now it's amazing. So I would love to be able to do that. And I would say that my defining work would be, like a mural that is in like a famous location, like a big location that it's never going to come down.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, that covers the whole thing, but like, it's like stunningly beautiful. Like, you know, those paintings that when you turn the lights down, it changes the lighting of the painting.
Mm.
Like, and it looks amazing.
Yeah.
Like there could be like a candle burning. And then when the lights go down in the room, you can see the glow of the candle on people's faces.
Oh yeah.
I want to be like that good.
Like Caravaggio good. Caravaggio was really great with light and shadows and stuff.
I'll have to check out their work. I'm not sure I'm familiar.
He's an Italian Renaissance painter, but I feel like I have seen, well, I'm sure that I've seen a disproportionate number of Caravaggio's in my life because when I was in high school and then my family we were living in Dublin. It made it really easy to go to other places in Europe, mm-hmm. obviously. So we went to Rome for a trip. And there are Caravaggios all over Rome, like in just like random little churches. So my mom would drag us to just like, you just like walk into a church and there'd just be one on the wall. And so I've probably seen like 30 original Caravaggios.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. But he's great. Yeah. You'll like it. You'll check it. He's great with light and shadow.
Well, and you obviously, it touched you.
Yeah.
You remember it.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of effect I would want to have.
Yeah.
Like, here's a cool thing I saw one time. My grandma took me to the museum. I think the exhibit's still up, but it was like a church got hit by lightning and was exploded. Like a small church. Mm. And they took like the charcoal pieces and they made a 3D like art installation that hangs in the museum. And so but it's like a big cube where it's like, it's big pieces and it goes to like small or vice versa. I don't remember, but I still remember seeing it and being like, wow.
Mm, that's cool.
Somebody did this. Who did this?
Okay. So, all right. A medium that I really don't have any practical ambitions mm-hmm. to succeed in.
Basically, if you could wake up tomorrow and be like an eminent doer of something.
I think I would want to be an architect.
Oh yeah.
Like design like a really, like really gorgeous house, like that really does perfectly like play with like nature and light and just like when you see like a really like beautifully beautifully designed, like there's like perfect wood and like the landscaping outside is like,
yeah,
like very reflective of, like I want it to be something like beautifully integrated with nature. Like, oh, I would love to be able to build something like in the side of a cave. Ooh.
Or some of the cave is in the house.
Some of the cave is in the house. God, I want that so badly.
I just thought it'd be really cool to have a house with a tree coming out the ground.
Yeah, that would be great too.
I've seen those on the outside of the house where like they have like the overhanging, like call it a patio, but it doesn't look like a regular patio because it's like a super nice house. But there's like a cutout for a palm tree that's growing underneath it. And so it's like the trees are like in the structure, but they're still out of the house.
Yeah.
Great answer. And I have some artwork for you.
Ooh, great. Yeah. Something in the side of a cave. I freaking love that. I want that badly. Yeah. Like really great, like atriums.
Oh.
Yeah. That's like where it's like great sunlight coming in, but it's like really like where every room maximizes like where the light will be at a different time of day and even like different times of year. So like when the sunlight's going to come in, like, you know how like in like wintertime, the sun, it is just like in a different position in the sky, right? Than in the summertime. So it like
famously gains weight.
Yeah. Gets a little hippie in the winter. It's fine. It's fine. We all do.
Keep shining.
It's sweater season. We can cover up a few of our flaws.
And hey, summer bodies are built in the winter.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good way to look at it. Nice spin on that, yeah. Joe. I appreciate that.
God, I love Joe.
Joe's great.
Yeah.
That's okay. You're welcome.
Yeah, something like that. So then the light in winter in a certain room would be different than it would be light in summer. And then like, so like the color, like you were talking about, like where the colors like would look different, like you'd pick up different natural vibes. So it would get like warmer, like the wood would look warmer in the winter to help it feel like warmer in the room.
Will you make me a golden hour room?
Yes. 100%. Yes.
Mm.
Which I saw something the other day, it made me think of you. It was like the difference of orange curtains, and it showed like a room with just regular curtains, and then it had a room that had like orange, like gauzy curtains, and it made the whole room look like golden hour.
Oh my God.
It made me think of you.
Wow, thanks.
Because it's like, well, then it's like golden hour all the time in your room.
Okay, send it to me next time.
Okay, I will. Anyway, that's what I think that's what I would do, because I find that like just wildly impressive and just like And building something like that, like that someone lives in, it's like crazy. Cause like having a space that just feels like so like relaxing and restorative would be kind of amazing.
Did you know that I used to draw floor plans as a child?
No.
I still have them. I wanted to be an architect. Oh, I put this not your word. But no. When I was a kid, I really wanted to do that.
Yeah.
And so I would draw floor plans all the time. I still have some.
Ooh, I want to see them.
I'll show them to you sometime. We'll put them on the website.
Oh, great. Yes. Yeah. Go to veryfinefriends.com to see Francis's floor plans. Or we'll put them on social media too, at veryfinefriends. Cool. Yeah. That's definitely what I would want to do. I like that a lot. It's a good legacy. I like seeing, like, I love in the Met in New York, there's like a room that Frank Lloyd Wright designed. He was pretty great.
I don't care that he's popular. Like some people think he's like overrated because so many people like him.
Yeah.
I love his work.
I do too. I'm sorry. He's popular for a reason.
When you're the best at something. Yeah. Like, sorry. Like,
yeah.
I love that mid-century.
Yeah, me too.
Stuff. Yeah. I think there's a house. I see it for sale sometimes in PV. It's like a round.
There's definitely houses around here that are Frank Lloyd Wright houses. That would be cool. Some of them look like you phoned it in a little bit. I'm not giving you my A work.
It was a ghost designer.
Yeah.
I definitely read a Dean Koontz novel where I'm like, what is this shit?
Well, I think they did do that. Well, at least according to the book, The Fountainhead, there would be like an architect has his office and then he hires people to like work within his aesthetic so that people are getting his work.
I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I get it, I guess, but
I'm like, okay with it. I mean, if he still has to approve every, I don't know. Well, in The Fountainhead, work overshadowed his, anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah, that'd be what I'd do. Joe, do you have an answer to this question?
I was just thinking about that. I enjoy playing piano and I enjoy making music and I enjoy singing. I'm not like super amazing at any of those things enough to justify like a career. But like I've seen people who are just really good at like taking like a MIDI keyboard or like an instrument and just like fooling around with it, but it doesn't seem like they're fooling around. It seems like this is something that they rehearsed many times.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that was really impressive, but also love to be an architect. I think in terms of like hearing an artist describe their art, the one that I would most want to hear is an architect talking about the place that they built.
Yeah.
Rather than like a painter who painted a picture. Not that that isn't also cool, but like,
oof, we got another oof.
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 I'm just saying.
I also would put a lot of hidden, fun hidden rooms and stuff. Yeah. Just, I'd also be playful with it.
Jenna's hidden Mickeys.
Yeah. Because that's fun too.
Yeah. And you could solve every like practical issue that you've ever had, like living in a house, you know, where it's like, I need like, have you seen these kitchens where they have like a kitchen and like a back kitchen, like right next to it, but you don't see it. It's like kind of hidden, but it's where you can do all your like prep stuff. Yeah. It's like, add that, make your laundry room the right size. Like
I need tubes flowing throughout my house that provide different liquids.
Oh no, I have an elderly person that needs a cable system that they can move around on. Yeah. Oh man, you'd go hog wild customizing.
Everything. Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Francis built one house.
It looks like a laundromat.
It's a natural exhibit. People just come and look at it because it's so crazy.
Wait, what was it? What was that thing where you wanted to have a corner of the house that was like corner of a room that was like a hidden room?
Yeah, for holiday stuff.
Right, for holiday stuff.
So you could push the button and it would turn around and the tree would be there.
Yes,
fully done.
But again, I maintain people would notice there is just a corner of the room carved out that they couldn't get to. But anyway, but maybe I'm wrong. No, a really great architect, Francis, could make that happen. Yeah. Make it look seamless.
You just don't see what I see.
Yeah, exactly.
Here. Said the Francis to the little Jubes.
Ah, yeah. Just if I could say something really quick.
Yeah.
Sugar crush.
It's better than what I was really going to say, which was, picture a mantle in a fireplace.
Yeah.
And it's electric. It's an electric fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what turns the whole, like where the section of the wall is with the fireplace. It looks like a fireplace, but it's electric. And then you turn it around and then it's the tree. So that's how it's seamless. It doesn't have to be in the corner. I just want to clear that up because it's a good idea.
I still don't get it.
I mean, I feel like if the Nazis in Indiana Jones 3 can do it, you can do it.
Thanks. Just so we're clear, I do not take my inspiration from the Nazis. No.
But that was a pretty sick revolving fireplace that they had.
Yeah. Well, they're not getting credit for this. This is mine. Mine. Anyway.
Nine. It's mine.
We have fun with Nazis. Anyway, I think this is very inspiring.
Yeah. Can I just say that the tone of this episode to me is very like nice, very chill.
Yeah.
You know, I like that.
It has been chill.
Thanks for being chill.
Yeah. I had so chill, in fact, that I've forgotten that I should be paying attention for secret words, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Well,
I think we've answered
the big question.
The big question.
All right. Now's the time for secret words. And I feel like you're going to make up a lot of ground. I feel like I'm not going to make up any ground. Or I mean, I guess I'm going to cede a lot of ground here because I think I'm in the lead.
Okay. Well, then I hope that's true.
All right. Let me just get this out of the way.
Okay. Hit me.
I hope this isn't your word because I just said it. Is it chill?
No.
Okay. Is your word tongue?
No.
Is your word race?
No.
Is your word penis?
You said penis. No.
No, you said, how did you assume his gender? And then I said, oh yeah, that was fine.
I really led this horse to water. Penis water.
All right, my last guess is your word antagonistic.
Decoy.
No! Oh, I was so worried about that
sugar
too.
Crush.
Damn. Damn. Yes. All right.
Good guesses. My word was masterpiece.
What? Oh, so you said it?
What?
What? What would be your master? Well, you're your magnum opus. What would be your?
I did good.
You did really good because it was part of the secret. It was part of the question. Dang. Well, there's at least 1 point for you for me guessing your decoy word.
Now here's where we run into trouble because you did something. I know you know what you did. And I'm trying to decide, were you repeating this word to lure me to your decoy? Or were you repeating this word to act nonchalant that it may be, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So I'm gonna hold off on that one. Oh, and then there was that stupid R word.
Hey, don't call me that. Okay.
Let me just start over here. Was your word side note?
No.
Was your word pergola?
No.
Was it gondola?
No, it was not gondola.
Okay, I thought you were pulling a Francis. Stenographer?
Nope.
Legacy?
Nope.
Fuck. fortify?
No.
Was it fortified?
No.
Okay, did you do that on purpose?
No.
Okay, just happened?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here I'm getting scared. I'm getting sweaty. Mom's spaghetti.
Yes, it was mom's spaghetti.
Was it primary?
No.
Was it prophecy?
No. I knew you were going to write that down.
Okay, here I'm getting real nervous. I got three guesses. I could just stop.
Yeah.
Was your word foisted?
No.
Whew, scary. Oh boy. All right. Cloistered.
That's my word.
Yes!
Dang it! I repeated it because I wanted you to, I saw you write it down. Okay. Calm down, audience. I wanted you to think I was trying to make it my decoy word. Because I saw you write it down when I said it initially, and I was like, damn it, I need to make this more awkward. So he doubts.
Was your decoy word reconnoiter?
Reconnoiter? No. Yeah,
no? Why the fuck did you say it?
Because it's a funny word.
Never heard it before in my life.
No.
Well, now you know how we feel with those Arcadia doors, Francis.
Yeah. No, my word was cloistered.
God.
It's okay.
I die when I win.
So you got that. Damn.
Yes!
You're plus three. And no, my decoy word was accordance. So you got the wrong part of what I was trying to get. I said in accordance with the prophecy.
Oh.
And you picked prophecy instead of accordance.
I never would have chosen. I would never would have written that down. That seems too normal to me.
Accordance?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
What a frustrating. Well,
don't be frustrated.
I'm glad you, after last week and then today, it feels like you're back on the secret words train.
I'm back.
And now that you're probably winning again, I think you might be winning.
All right.
We'll have to.
Hey, you've got good things going on too.
Do I?
You do.
Well, all right. Well, go to veryfinefriends.com. Check out our point total. Also, check out Francis's floor plans.
Yeah, asterisk, if I can find them.
Right. But if he can, they'll be there.
Yeah. Right. Maybe I'll draw one sloppily and see if I can pass it off as a child's floor plan.
You didn't use graph paper to do that? I used to use graph paper.
I use like sketch paper and just sometimes regular line paper.
I used to use graph paper to like make floor plans too. Yeah. But
like everything had to be perfect and like proportional.
I did use rulers when I got to a certain point.
But it was nice. The graph paper was nice because it was like they were equal units.
Oh.
You could measure out a room.
Ooh, I should start that. Maybe that's the hobby I'll get into.
Nice. All right. Well, I look forward to it. Bye.